Hi guys, I'm the scientist Regina.
And I'm the scientist Romina.
And today we're going to talk about weather and Earth. And we have a surprise. We have a special girl named Paula. Well, this is the episode of today.
Oh, hey Paula.
Hey.
What do you want to say us?
How you control the Earth?
You control Earth, the blue planet. That is because nearly 3/4 of Earth's surface is covered by water. Most of that water is in the ocean. Most of Earth's water is salty ocean water.
Earth water is found in different forms. It can move from one place to another. Suppose you follow practical of water for a year. First, you might find the water practical, crashing on a beach as part of a ocean wave.
Oh, I understand.
Next, you might find it dropping in the sky, right?
Oh yeah.
As part of a cloud, finally you might find it floating down as snow, right?
Oh yeah.
I got it right.
What is a water cycle?
Water cycle is the movement of water from Earth's surface into the Earth and back again is the water cycle.
Oh, I understand. The water cycle is important because it gives us a constant supply of fresh water, right?
Yes.
Most of the Earth water is salty in the ocean, water that you cannot drink, right?
Yes. Water changes forms or states as it moves through the water cycle. After water moves through the phase of water cycle.
What is landform?
The outer surface of Earth is a layer of rock called the crust. The crust covers all of Earth. The crust can have different shapes, such as mountains, hills, and valleys. Its shape is an example of a landform. A landform is a solid feature of Earth's crust.
Oh, I understand. Landforms are constantly changing. Some change happen quickly. For example, during landslides, rocks in the area move rapidly down a slope. Other changes happen slowly. Mountains can take millions of years to form.
What are bodies of water?
Bodies of water are another type of feature found on Earth's surface. Moving water is one of many forces that can shape landforms. Rivers can act like saws, cutting through rock. Floating rivers deposit sediment on their banks. Ocean waves break apart rocks and move them. These processes are constantly changing Earth's crust.
Rivers and mountains and oceans are bodies of water.
False.
Mountain moving water cannot change Earth's surface.
That is false.
Rivers and ocean waves can break apart the rock.
Oh, that is always true.
Paula wants to know more about bodies of water and landforms. So we make a review of all of them and we're going to learn more about them.
A glider is a large moving body of ice. It forms in a cold places where snow and ice pile up year faster year. It slowly moves downhill. A valley is a low narrow area between hills or mountains. Rivers and glaciers can cut valleys to the land. Volcano. A volcano is the opening in Earth's crust. Pressure inside Earth.
Paula, do you know about mountains?
Yes, a mountain is a landform high above the land around. If some mountain from when blocks of rocks are pushed up or dropped down along cracks in the crust.
Paula, do you know what is a hill?
Yes, a hill is a high place on Earth's surface, but not as high as a mountain hill. Often have rounded tops.
And do you know what is a coast?
The coast is the land next to the ocean. The movement of an ocean water helps and shape the coastline.
Well, Paula, we're going to know something different. Plateau. A plateau is a plain that is higher than the land around it. Lake. A lake forms when the flow of water slows enough to fill an area. River. A river is a large natural stream of water. Plain. A plain is a large, mostly flat area.
Oh, I know more.
Volcano. Volcano begins in the layer below its crust called the mantle.
Here, melted rock called magma forms fierce magma lakes in a pocket called a magma chamber.
Oh, so next magma pushed up to a wick, sparking the crust. Then magma erupts to the ball-shaped crater. Magma that flows under its surface is called lava. Finally, the lava cools harder and forms marginal rock. Oh, I know more.
Paula, we're going to learn about earthquakes. Earth crust is broken into large pieces that move. Most of the time, these pieces move very slowly, but sometimes they can shift suddenly. The sudden shift can make the ground shake.
This shaking is an earthquake. Most earthquakes happen along faults or chain cracks in the crust. An earthquake shaking can make new cracks appear in our surface.
It can also cause landslides.
Do you know about weathering by plants?
Yes, Abby. Plants are understandably pitched bound on Earth's surface, such as mountains and valleys. Landforms change constantly. For this to happen, rocks and landforms must first break apart. Weathering is an ending process that breaks rocks into smaller pieces.
Weathering can be very slow.
Oh, that's right.
Some changes might take centuries.
Oh, that's right.
Others may take less than a year.
Oh, that's right.
Weathering goes on all the time.
Oh, that's right.
Plants sometimes cause weathering. Their roots can grow into cracks in rocks. As the roots get bigger, they can split and break up the rock.
Now, some questions to Paula.
Quick questions. Valleys, hills, and mountains are examples of roots, landforms, or weathering?
Landforms.
Yes, good one, Paula. Takes place when rocks are broken down into smaller parts. Roots, landforms, or weathering?
Weathering.
Check.
The of a tree gets bigger and stronger. They can break up to rocks. Roads, landforms, or weathering?
I think that is roots. Yes, it's roots.
Check marks, Paula. Good ones.
Paula, do you know what is weathering by water?
Yes, Avi. Water can cause weathering too. Water change the minerals in some rocks. The rocks become weakened and may begin to break apart.
That's right. Weather can also cause weathering when it freezes in rocks. Water can get into cracks in rocks. When water freezes, it expands or grows larger.
Oh, that's right. Right.
The ice pushes against the sides of the cracks.
Oh,
over
that's
the
right.
Years, the rocks may break apart.
Oh, that's right.
Sometimes weather material stays in place. Sometimes it is picked up and slowly or quickly carried to other places. The movement of weather material is called erosion.
Oh, that's right. I know a little bit more. What is one of the causes of the erosion? Rainwater can carry away soil from piles. Waves caused erosion along the shorelines.
Rivers carry bits of rock from one place to another. Sands and mud flow over a river's bank during a flood. Glaciers can also cause erosion. Glaciers are huge bodies of ice and snow that move slowly over Earth's crust. As glacier moves, it wears away
bits of rock in soil can and carry them off.
Bye, Paula. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you to you.
We hope you enjoy.
Yeah.